joined?
Yeah, well, yes,
so
correct.
Don Ortiz is on there?
Don is already on. The county's already on. But okay. The new people coming on board are Morro Bay and Atascadero right now.
Okay.
They have not been part of C3E. I think they both come on in January 1st. San Luis and us, San Luis City and us, Verde Grande and the county have been on the board for some time. But at any rate, but we'll stay tuned. We'll see how that's going to fly. But I also had the mayor's meeting, the annual county mayor's meeting in Pismo, Ed Waggy, hosted that, and we had a new Cal Poly has a new department on fire science. Jonathan, I was going to talk to you about that too. He spoke along with Dan Fire Safe Council. Yep, both of them were there, and just to let everybody know, right now is our worst time for fire. You know, we're going to start getting some Santa Ana winds. Everything's dry. I think Jonathan put out an email about the conditions right now are really hard to have a fire in. So anyway, it was very enlightening what they were talking about to the council or to the mayors. Also attended the military ball, first military ball I've ever been to. Colonel Trotter alluded to that. Marjorie and I went, and it was amazing. I sat with actually Vandenberg, commander, who we spoke a lot about the spaceport efforts and how he's going to actually come up here and maybe make a presentation too. And then there, what's really fun is their ritual. These kind of military balls, they actually have a thing called the grog. It's a big box that they pour everything into. It was very interesting to see the military folks doing that. Very fun to be there. No. No, I don't think anybody would really, although there was a couple, actually. We had as a speaker, I forget his name, actually, from our airport, and he was a Vietnam helicopter pilot. He was the keynote speaker, and he actually got up and tried it. And it was interesting, his face when he tasted it. But we also did the Paso Basin Cooperative Committee. Sharon was there with me on that one. And also attended the Night of Worship. I think we heard some public comment about that tonight. Very interesting. 20 churches got together for the first time at War Memorial Stadium. Must have been over 1,000 people there. The stands on the west side were completely full. And they had a lot of music. Well done. Different parishes got together. Different pastors spoke. I did the opening keynote. And it was, I think, something that will continue. It was very well done. We also had the chamber forum, which we attended. I thought that was pretty well done by the candidates. And then we also, of course, did the library fundraiser. That was very interesting. And hopefully they made enough money. It sure looked like they were doing some good, you know, items and making some money for the Friends of the Library. So, okay, that's all I had. And then upcoming events, let's get into that real quick. We are going to have the Paso Robles Youth Commission Advisory Committee October 2nd at 5 o'clock. Paso Robles Planning Commission meeting here in this room October 8th at 6:30. Paso Robles City Council special meeting, advisory body interviews, airport. Commissioners are going to be October 9th at 4:30. Library Board of Trustees October 10th, 9 a.m. Annual Pioneer Day Parade. I hope all of us are going to be there Saturday, October 12th. Paso Robles facilities are going to be closed in observance of the Indigenous Peoples Day, Columbus Day, October 14th. I believe that's probably a Monday, isn't it? And then Paso Robles Senior Citizens Advisory Committee, special meeting October 21st, 1:30 p.m. Paso Robles Park and Recreation Advisory Committee, special meeting October 21st also at 4 p.m. Paso Robles Planning Commission, a meeting again October 22nd, 6:30. Paso Robles Airport Commission meeting October 24th, 6:30 out at the airport. Paso Robles City Council meeting back here is going to be the first week in November. We're going to be dark again because we're going to the league. November 5th at 6:30. And one thing they didn't put on here, Jonathan, was you guys have an open house tomorrow, don't you? Yeah, that's out. It's going to be at Main Station at Emergency Center. Okay. What time is 4 o'clock to 6, or what's the timing on that? Okay. I thought it was in the afternoon, late afternoon. Right. Okay. Thank you, Chiefs. Yeah. So are we going to have, I guess, things to for public go around and take a look at in the yard and everything? Is that the plan? Very good. Okay. Good to see that. Okay. That's all I had for future items. The other thing I was going to mention today, I don't know, I had probably 300, 400 emails asking us to recognize October 7th. And so if it's okay with the council, I think an adjournment in remembrance of October 7th that happened 2023, almost a year ago now, in Israel, you know, the ongoing nightmare they're having. I think we should remember those whose lives were lost by the Hamas, and also the ongoing need to have our Israeli and American hostages returned safely to their families. So I think in that manner, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, motion by Hammonds and second by Bausch. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We stand adjourned. Thank you.
We now join our regularly scheduled program in progress.
Like their clothing, their undergarments and things like that. They never freshen up. They haven't freshened up, really, I think, ever. It's never happened. You can't just say in a long time. It hasn't just been a long time. Not a lot of freshening going on there. More mayhem, more chaos because, you know, the jihad. The jihad and everything, that's problematic. Did you see the rally in Michigan? The Democrats had a rally in Michigan. I don't think they like the Jews. You see this? Out of Michigan, it's a group of Muslims, also known as Democrats, in Michigan. And they had a meeting. They had some pretty wacky things to say. When I say wacky, I mean we should build a wall around it. And there should be towers, guard posts, spotlights, things like that. But I'll get to that. And it's the Democrats, they applaud this because they are similarly anti-American and un-American. There's an election coming up, and the Democrats hope to make matters worse, don't they? To vote for Democrats is a vote for more murder. Vote for Democrats is a vote for more carjacking. Yay, more illegal alien gang members marauding through your children's schools and all that that implies. So we got that. But that's only scratching the surface because today the International Longshoremen's Association, the ILA, you have to have an abbreviation. It's got to be abbreviatable. And the ILA, the International Longshoremen, is 45,000 of the longshoremen have walked off the job. They walked off. There's a strike going on. And this shouldn't be a problem because the news media, they'll probably try to find a way to make it Trump's fault or maybe J.D. Vance. Because our news media is the most corrupt institution in America. Each individual member of the news media, corrupt. Extraordinary stuff. So 45,000 to 50,000 of the International Longshoremen Association members walked off the job. The clock tolled at midnight, and then they didn't show up to work this morning. I noticed they had a lot of African-American women in picket lines with signs, professionally made, union-made signs, and they're demanding the world. And what is the, they have T-shirts, too. If you want to fight, you've got war. You got war? Well, that's kind of incendiary language. And wait till you hear this guy, who is the president of the union, of the ILA, the International Longshoremen Association. This guy really sounds like a gangster from 1950s movies. He's unbelievable. I think when he leaves the picket line, he goes to the Bada Bing. He hangs out at the Bada. He's at the Bing. It's amazing stuff. So I've got that for you. They walked off. They only want a 77% pay increase. and the powers that be, or is that the powers that is? Which is that, Michael? It's the powers that be, or it's the powers that is, depending on which Democrats you're talking to. They said, well, we'll give you a 50% pay increase over the next contract, the next 6 years. Six-year contract is pretty good. I've never had a six-year contract. Michael, have you ever had a six-year contract? The longshoremen, they get a six-year contract, and they've been offered a 50% pay increase, right at 50% pay increase over the course of 6 years. And plus, better pensions, better pensions. How's your pension looking, Michael? Your pension looking good? And of course, not only the 50% increase in wages, the better pensions, and much better health care benefits and more choices. And the union rejected that. Last night, they rejected it. All right, we'll give you a 50%, right? Like 50 cent, but in a union contract. So 50% wages, increase in wages over the six-year term of the contract, plus better pensions times three. You get multiply their pensions three times, and that sounds pretty good. And better health care benefits and more choices. And they said no. And then they pulled out a gun and held it. I think one guy held it to his own head and said, so it was right out of a Mel Brooks movie. It was completely crazy. So we've got that. And they've gone on strike, and it could cost the economy $5 billion a day, according to J.P. Morgan. But what do they know about things like this? So J.P. Morgan says cost our economy about $5 billion a day, $5 billion a day. And the gangsters running the union, and it's not the rank-and-file members of the Longshoremen's Union, by any stretch of the imagination, but they do have, like, Santino Corleone as the president of the it's like Christopher Moltisanti, maybe. Pretty amazing stuff. And wait till you hear this guy, the president of the union. Total gangster, complete hood. And he probably should be raided by the FBI pre-dawn tomorrow morning with dogs and battering rams and helmets and body cams and all that stuff. But in the meantime, we should plan on, because there are already ships parked offshore now. Where is Baltimore or New York? They've already got a bunch of ships, a half dozen ships parked offshore. Remarkable stuff, and they're not coming in. They're just carrying medicine from China and TVs from Korea and automobiles from Europe and Asia and alcohol and wine from Europe. That could be a problem. And, you know, all they want is a 77% pay increase plus. And otherwise, you know, there's going to be a gang war, sounds like, based on what the president of the ILA is saying. Could be a shooting war. Could be a gang war. And again, one guy's head already bleeding in Baltimore because the Democrats are here, and the violent Democrats, they love crime. They love crime. They really do love a lot of crime. And we have a transportation secretary. His name, you know who that is, Michael? That's Pete Buttigieg. That's Buttigieg. He took a little time off from his maternity leave where he's been at home chest feeding to go and to deal with the strike? No, he hasn't said a word about that. He's got nothing to say. He's just the secretary of the Department of Transportation. It's just shipping, you know. You have shipping, you have trains, you have planes and automobiles. But Pete Buttigieg, he's off helping the Kamala Harris campaign, and he's helping Mr. Schwancy, Tim Walz, helping him prepare for the big vice presidential debate tonight, which is tonight. And it's going to be on all the television channels. Newsmax is a great place to watch it on the television. And WMAL in Washington is a great place to listen to the debate, the vice presidential debate, on the radio. If it's radio, then it's WMAL. If it's TV, then it's Newsmax. Best place to catch the debate tonight because, you know, that's important. But Pete Buttigieg, he is doing debate prep with Tim Walz because... nobody knows, but that's why is he a great debater? Is he a great? What is he great at? Nobody knows. And we have a commerce secretary, Gina Raimondo. I think she might be with an organized crime family as well. Gina Raimondo, she is she was on the television on CNBC, and they asked her, "Hey, what about this upcoming shipping strike that could cut off half of the everything coming into the United States of America?" And she said, really, I'm just here in my personal capacity, whatever that means. And she said that she is not paying attention. She's not paying attention to that. So Joe Biden is not paying attention to it. Kamala Harris is not paying attention to it. Pete Buttigieg is giving back massages to Tim Walz, little weird. And Gina Raimondo, well, I don't want to tell you what she's doing, but it also involves lubricant. That's another thing altogether. And she's not paying attention. And you better look out for your bananas, because the bananas, banana shipments are going to stop right away. So go ahead and get a bunch of green bananas and put them in your freezer, because also we have the big hurricane in the United States. And now the latest report is at least 128 people killed. At least 128 people killed. And that's not good either. Joe Biden hasn't been down there, but he took one question about it, then wandered off, bumped into a door frame and fell down. And they dragged him away by his ankles, and the news media didn't tell you about it. Pretty amazing stuff. But Joe Biden, he's not down there. He says he's going to go down there eventually. Kamala says she may go down there. But when you're a Democrat, you don't have to go down there, because the news media is looking to shave you and give you a tongue bath, a freshly shorn tongue bath for you. Remarkable stuff. So 128 people dead, at least. North Carolina really got whacked big time, especially western North Carolina. And towns wiped out. You know, the place that they used in Dirty Dancing. You're familiar with that? Where they it's like a camp in the mountains. And it turns out that camp from the movie Dirty Dancing, it was wiped out by this hurricane, and it was in western North Carolina, and that the whole complex, they call it a town, actually, the town that was used in the movie Dirty Dancing was wiped out and swept away, completely swept away, and amazing stuff. Also, in North Carolina, the presidential election may be affected. They've got big problems in that 14... voting places apparently have been wiped out in 14 different locations, of course, they're permanently closed. Well, they're closed for the time being, I should say. I shouldn't say permanently, but 14 locations where you might go to cast your vote have been wiped out. And the mail-out ballots. Hey, where'd the mail-out ballots go? Because the U.S. Postal Service and lots of mayhem down there. So there's all kinds of bedlam. And it may affect the election. I'm sure the Democrats would be happy if it did, because they're the party of anarchy and chaos and looting and burning police cars and sacking and plundering and all that stuff. President Trump, for his part, he went to Valdosta, Georgia, and visited with the people and with Reverend Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham. And they've already raised tons of money, bringing in supplies, doing all kinds of stuff. He went to Valdosta, Georgia, very southern Georgia, near the Florida line. I've been to Valdosta, Georgia, and there's an Air Force base there, Moody Air Force Base. I went there, and I got to fly an F-16 one day out of Moody Air Force Base at Valdosta, Georgia. But President Trump has been there more recently. He went yesterday. He went to Valdosta, Georgia, and he's probably gone now because he has his own 757, so he can leave when he wants. It's different for him than it is for me. But remarkable stuff. And Biden and Kamala, well, they'll get there when they get there. Just shut up. And what about our transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg? He's helping Tim Walz. Just shut up. Just shut up. And remarkable stuff, I got to tell you. Also, I just mentioned being at Moody Air Force Base in Valdosta, Georgia, and flying an F-16. There has been another conflict in the air. Russian fighter jets rousting and cutting off American F-16 or F-16s near Alaska, because nobody's afraid of the United States of America with Joe Biden in charge and Kamala Harris waiting in the wings. And we're going to be rolled over by every bad guy on the planet. I've been saying for many years now, only the tyrants of the world need fear the wrath of the United States of America. But if the tyrants of the world do not fear the wrath of the United States of America, then the tyrants of the world have nothing to fear. And then the tyrants of the world, you know what they do? They act up and they act out. And they, you know what happens then? They kill. They kill and they destroy, and wars start. just like the war started in Ukraine when Joe Biden came in, and the war started in the Middle East when Joe Biden came in, because Iran said, well, there's nothing to worry about here. We'll do whatever we want. And Vlad the Impaler Putin said, there's nothing to be concerned about here. We'll do whatever we want. And so that's what happens when the United States is not standing watch. When the shining city on the hill goes dark, then the ages go dark and we enter a new dark age. Remarkable stuff. And again, we do have the VP debate tonight. That's great stuff. Also, I've got my best girl and I, we had a discussion last night about Benjamin Netanyahu. And we've got an idea. It's actually my best girl's idea, and I want to share it with you. It's a great idea regarding the Middle East and Benjamin Netanyahu. And Jimmy Carter turns 100 years old today. Former President Jimmy Carter turns 100 years old today. Now, what does that have to do with Joe Biden and Thomas Jefferson? Joe Biden and Thomas Jefferson. I'll explain when we come back. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code COMBO, or text COMBO to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code COMBO.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text COMBO to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pegyl is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
I am Central Coast attorney Dave Durringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Hi, I'm Wesley Dawes with Stove and Spa Center, and it might be hot now, but winter is just around the corner. So Stove and Spa Center is having a huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. We're overstocked, so don't miss out on big savings on quality cast wood and gas stoves by Hearthstone. How would you like being warmer this next winter and save money too? It's possible with a gas or wood stove from Hearthstone. Hearthstone's highly efficient wood and gas stoves come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Hearthstone stoves and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's big sale. All the products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Hearthstone stoves during Stove and Spa Center's 36th anniversary sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbrail and Moore Roads.
Parkfield, Shandon, Creston, and Heritage Ranch, a part of the Talk of North County, KPRL.
Yeah, I've got Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, and Benjamin Netanyahu for you coming up. Let us go to the telephones, Michael. Jasmine at the helm today at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Justin calling from Wilmington, North Carolina. Justin, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Welcome.
So I've been a truck driver that carries containers in and out of, you know, state port here for like 7 years. And, you know, I know a lot of businesses depend on this freight. Also, we get a lot of our gasoline and fuel out of the ports. I don't know if anybody's ever considered that. So with the port shutting down, we're all going to be strangled. They'll pay them. Maybe they'll end up paying them 77% more money. And they'll make a living wage. But all the rest of us need a 77% raise, too. All the truck drivers, all the employees at every company, because our money is worthless, because the government spends us into economic slavery. National debt is economic slavery for people who work. And, you know, we're chained to this national debt, and, you know, we all need a raise.
Well, and you know, they jacked the prices of everything up. This could cause inflation to skyrocket again. And Wilmington, for those who aren't, you know, nautical and transportation people like Pete Buttigieg, Wilmington, North Carolina, is one of the ports that is being struck by the Longshoremen's Union, the association. And you're absolutely right. They jacked the prices of everything up. We want a 70. Wait till you hear the gangster who runs the union. If you haven't heard him already, Justin, it's really out of a bad Hollywood script with gangsters. And you're right. Oh, right, we want 77% more, or we're going to put a gun to your head, and we're going to cut off the flow of everything into the country because we have power, and we're going to abuse it, says the president of the Longshoremen's Association, which is the union. And you're right, they got 77% more. They get the pension tripled. And yesterday they were offered a 50% pay increase over the course of 6 years, plus their pensions would be tripled, plus they would be given more choices, more options, better options on their health care. And they not only said no, but they said, screw you. And so, Justin, what do you say to the Longshoremen's Union? Keep it clean. What do you say to the Longshoremen's Union?
Oh, man. I mean, I couldn't be, you know, PG on that, you know.
And it's not the membership.
We all need more money.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and with left-wing policies, and you're right, $35 trillion national debt, that it'd take a million years to pay off at $1 a second. And the Democrats, they're making things better. They're making everything better now.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. 5 weeks ago till election night and Tuesday night, the vice presidential candidates debated in New York City. CBS News vice presidential debate saw Republican J.D. Vance going up against Democrat Tim Walz. One of the topics debated, immigration. Vance blaming the immigration crisis on the Biden-Harris administration.
We have a historic immigration crisis because Kamala Harris started and said that she wanted to undo all of Donald Trump's border policies. 94 executive orders suspending deportation, decriminalizing illegal aliens.
Walz responded by blaming the former president, Donald Trump.
As soon as I was getting ready to pass and actually tackle this, Donald Trump said no, told them to vote against it because it gives him a campaign issue. It gives him, what would Donald Trump talk about if we actually did some of these things?
35 days to go till Election Day. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast. Call Ranch Wi-Fi at 805-322-4555 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
The Creston Community Church will be hosting its second annual Fall Women's Ministry Conference October 18th and 19th. Deanna Ramsey, who has spoken at Hume Lake, is going to take the ladies on a journey of being rooted in faith and grace. She will show how God loves us and has plans for us. Dinner on Friday, breakfast and lunch Saturday. The Creston Community Church is on O'Donovan Road. For more information, contact Becky Nunez at beckynunez0123@gmail.com or go to crestonchurch.com.
The carpets may be worn, the lounge chairs may be sagging, but the spirits are high, and Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts continues to offer the very best selection of premium cigars, pipe tobacco, and accessories on the Central Coast. Visit the Old World Smoke Shop, known as Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts, 625 Spring Street in Paso Robles. It is as good as there is.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, locally owned and operated for over 20 years. Combination of construction, whether it's new construction, remodel, and concrete work, along with pest control, including termites and bird control, and more. Get it done the right way and on time. John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, the one call that does it all. Give John a call, 466-8667.
Paso Robles Glass is exclusively presenting the new Milgard Trinzic Series windows and doors. If you're looking for a vinyl window frame that is contemporary with modern crisp lines, you'll love the new Trinzic Series from Milgard and Paso Robles Glass.
Give your home a clean, sleek look with less vinyl and more glass to enjoy your view. Whether it's new construction or replacement, Paso Robles Glass has a window for you. And remember, they are the replacement window masters. Call Paso Robles Glass for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinsic windows and doors. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014. That's 238-4014 for Paso Robles Glass.
Get it fast, save some cash. Paso Glass is where it's at.
Right, a couple of points. I'm going to get into the Longshoremen's Association, the union strike at the ports from the Texas-Mexico border all the way up to the Maine-Canada border. Every port east of, I guess, the Mississippi on the ocean in the Gulf of Mexico, shut down by this gangster union. And it's not the union members. I'm not an anti-union person. I don't think unions are bad. I think gangsters are bad. I think criminals are bad who shake down and put guns to the head of the American people and extort money. I think that crooks are bad. So we got that going on today. And I want to get into that with you. But I just talked about a couple of things. And one is my best girl and I, we were talking about the world. Yes, that's what we talk about. We talk about a lot of stuff. And sometimes it's the world. And like you, the condition of the world, which is not great. You know, if you're doing a State of the Union address right now, the custom for the president is to say the State of the Union is strong. Well, if you said that today, you'd be lying. And Joe Biden would be happy to lie about it. I'm sure that he will, because the State of the Union is not strong. But here's the idea. Now, the Israeli Defense Force just went into Lebanon on the ground, a small number of Israeli forces, to look for the troglodytes who are slithering in and out of cracks in the earth looking for children to murder, and because they're jihadis, you know. But the IDF just went into Lebanon, and the Houthi, they're, Hezbollah being funded by Iran, Iran being funded by the United States, and Joe Biden and the Democrats, because they're not on our side, and Kamala Harris doesn't know what month it is, just like Joe Biden. Pretty amazing stuff. The Houthis in Yemen firing missiles at Israel as well, hoping to kill as many people as they can. Also, the Houthis fired on U.S. ships, and they knocked a damaged another ship, a commercial ship, and firing at U.S. ships. They also knocked down out of the sky a U.S. drone. Which is a $32 million drone, a Reaper drone, an unmanned aerial vehicle, a UAV. It has many uses, largely surveillance, but it has other capabilities. So two more ships attacked in the Red Sea today after U.S. warships came under missile attack, and another $32 million Reaper drone was knocked out of the sky by the troglodytes. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris don't give a hoot. They're going to go, you know, do whatever it is that they do. Nothing good, nothing productive, nothing that helps our country. But we have that going on. Weakness leads to war. Peace through strength. War through weakness. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, weakness. Democrat Party, weakness. Barack Obama, weakness. So we've got that going. But in any case, a strong leader, a real leader, a real world leader who stands up for civilization against the troglodytes from hell is Benjamin Netanyahu. And he's taken on the bad guys, taking on the bad guys. Now, here's that what we came to, and my best girl came up with the idea, said, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu ought to get the Nobel Prize, my best girl said. And I said, the Nobel Peace Prize? And she said, well, you know, one of the Nobel, maybe for science, maybe for, I said, I don't know, I think maybe the Nobel Peace Prize is the right way to go. Barack Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize for nothing, and then for melanin levels. And then he went on to drop bombs on eight countries, on Muslims, in all eight countries he was bombing Muslims. And he got the Nobel Peace Prize at home. He's got it on the wall. They gave him $1 million with the prize, too, which is pocket change compared to what Netflix and the others have given him for also doing nothing. But I think it's time to nominate Benjamin Netanyahu for the Nobel Peace Prize, for taking on the Houthis and Hezbollah and Hamas and, in the end, Iran. I told you yesterday that there are reports out of Iran that the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has taken shelter underground in a location that he believes will be safe from a possible Israeli airstrike, missiles and or airplanes. Got him hiding underground, wiped out 30 of the top leadership of Hezbollah, wiped out a great many of the leadership of Hamas. I think that the Houthis in Yemen are next. And killing these people, sadly, is a move toward peace, tragically, but it is nonetheless. So I think I hereby nominate Benjamin Netanyahu for the Nobel Peace Prize for, if it's already been given out for 2024, then for 2025. Benjamin Netanyahu is saving the world, Nobel Peace Prize. I think it's an excellent idea. Now, here is a, my best girl started this, and then we got it going. There's another thing going on today. I talked about it yesterday, but today is the 100th birthday of Jimmy Carter. It's Jimmy Carter's 100th birthday. That means Jimmy Carter is 100 years old today, as you might imagine. It's pretty simple math when you look at it like that. So Jimmy Carter's birthday, 100 years old. And God bless him, Jimmy Carter. Poor, poor Jimmy Carter. But Jimmy Carter was born, when he was born, 100 years ago, which would be 1924. His date of birth was closer to the death of Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, who you may know both died on the same day, on the 4th of July, in 1826, than Jimmy Carter's date of birth in 1924. Was closer to 1826 than his birthday is today, right? That was 98 years from 1826 until 1924 when Jimmy Carter was born in 1924. Then, and now 100 years since he was born, 1924 until 2024. That is, and that's not a slam on Jimmy Carter of any kind, but that is another commentary. I like to point this stuff out from time to time. How young this country is, how young the great experiment is in self-governance in a constitutional republic. We're a very youthful country, a very young country. And it's amazing that the Jimmy Carter date of birth is closer to the date of death for Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, founding fathers, who both died in 1826. Nation born 1776, of course, as any child can tell you, except Democrats tell you. What do they tell you? What do they go to the 1609 Project? They're, what a bunch of rectal apertures these people are. Absolutely amazing stuff. So we've got that going, and that's fun. Jimmy Carter was born closer, the day he was born, was 98 years after the death of John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, and now he's 100 years old. Isn't that amazing? That's kind of a remarkable thing. And that goes with another story that involves Joe Biden. Remember I said, what does it have to do with Thomas Jefferson and Joe Biden? You know that Joe Biden's date of birth is actually closer to the second inauguration of Abraham Lincoln. And I'm throwing a lot of math out here today, but Joe Biden is, I've talked about this before on the radio, but Joe Biden, born 81 years ago, his date of birth was closer. There are two inaugurations in history. Joe Biden's inauguration, that's important to Joe Biden. Abraham Lincoln's second inauguration, before a Democrat shot him in the head and murdered him. And Joe Biden's date of birth was closer to Abraham Lincoln's second inauguration than it was to Joe Biden's own inauguration, and only one inauguration for him, no second inauguration for him. So those are both stories of a young country and of an old Joe Biden and an old Jimmy Carter, to be sure, bless his heart. So we got that going. That's kind of fun stuff. Now let's go to, those are just, you know, dinner table conversation points, but remarkable things. So Jimmy Carter's 100th birthday. Happy birthday, Jimmy Carter. God bless you, in spite of yourself and everything you did as president. And all the problems that you created with the Ayatollahs being left in charge of Iran instead of the Pahlavi family, we'd be much better off, and the world would be much better off. The region would be much better off. Iran would be much better off, and the people of Iran would be much better off if only the Pahlavi family had been left in charge of Iran. All kinds of progressive ideas that they had. Let me tell you that. Let me tell you that. Bah, bah, bah. Also, did you know that in 1970, fewer than 1%, less than 1% of the American population was on government assistance? Today, that is 53%. 53% of Americans take in some kind of government assistance. All right? Isn't that amazing? And that's because Democrats want to grow the state and dependence on government. Now let's go to the big strike. Let's go to Chris Spear. Chris Spear was live this morning on the television. He is the CEO of the American Trucking Association, and he was being interviewed about the longshoremen going on strike, and he had a lot to say about it. I mean, and where's Joe Biden, and where are the negotiations going on? They're like the negotiations for peace between Russia and Ukraine. There are no negotiations going on. They're like the negotiations for peace between Israel and Iran and their proxies. There are no negotiations going on. And they'll tell you somebody's somewhere in Geneva having lunch, but nothing's happening. They're lying to you because they lie all the time. But here's Chris Spear, the CEO of the American Trucking Association on the big strike.
It's alarming. I mean, here we are. These parties have not been to the table since June. So, you know, the president likes to say it's collective bargaining. Well, that's true if they were actually at the table. It's the job of the president and this administration to bring two parties together when they can't reach an agreement, to mediate. They're not doing that. They're encouraging this strike. By revoking the option of Taft-Hartley, you're encouraging this union to strike and shut down this economy when our Southeast United States is recovering from a natural disaster.
That is a fact. And Joe Biden said he doesn't like Taft-Hartley. It would force the situation, but never mind that. So the Chris Spear, CEO of the American Trucking Association, and it will shut down about half the economy and cost a great many billions and billions of dollars. Chris Spear, CEO of the American Trucking Association.
This is the worst time to have 36 ports shut down our economy. So if you're really, you know, looking out for regular Americans, look out for the people that are digging out their communities in North Carolina, not looking at the wealthiest pay package that any union in the country has. We've heard about corporate greed. This is union greed.
You've heard about corporate greed. This is union greed, gangster greed. Chris Spear.
Just to illustrate what greed really is here, you've got six-figure salaries in this union. You've got workers, including crane operators, making over $300,000. Now, a 77% pay increase, they're over $500,000. So if you're that person down in the Southeast digging their community out of the mud, you really think they care about somebody whining about getting $500,000 a year? This is where this administration has parked this and putting everyone else in jeopardy. And this is really, you know, a lack of leadership.
One of the big fights that the union is having is over automation, which is like a dog barking at the wind. It's like arguing that the horse and buggy and the carriage whip need to stay in the inventory. Automation is taking place in Europe, even on the west coast of the United States, and certainly in China, where they can move twice as many containers per hour in a port as we can because they've automated everything. But they're opposing automation, which is to oppose modernity, to oppose progress in the name of being progressive, of course. Automation is, and I understand it's an issue, but you adapt and you overcome, as people have throughout certainly the history of the industrial age, Chris Spear.
And if you look at automation, I mean, they want to move us back into the Stone Age. I mean, I said yesterday, we may as well be moving this freight with donkey carts. I've got 12,000 trucks each day servicing boxes in New York, New Jersey. This is no small task. So Chris, this is a massive movement of freight. And we need automation. We need these workers, but we need automation to be competitive globally.
Yeah, and that's a fact. And you can't not do it, even though you may not want to. On CNBC yesterday, our Secretary of the Department of Commerce, a former governor, a Democrat, Gina Raimondo, was asked, well, what about this looming strike? Aren't you panicked?
This potential strike at the ports that's expected to take place tonight at midnight. Obviously, this is the first time since the 1970s that you would see strikes all up and down, not only the East Coast, but the Gulf ports. What would this mean for commerce in this country? What would this mean for businesses if we go into the strike? And what do you know about it?
She doesn't know anything about it. She's not paying
attention. Yeah, good morning.
Yeah.
So as you said, I'm here in my personal capacity.
No,
I would
you're
say,
not. She didn't say
look,
that.
It's not a secret that this would be, depending on how long it lasts,
not
could
a secret.
Be incredibly disruptive to commerce.
To commerce, yeah, and but wait, aren't you focused on it?
Where are the issues most prominent? Where have you been kind of focused and hearing on what would happen if the strike goes, let's say, longer than a week?
Again, I have not been very focused on that. I would refer you to the White House or the Transportation Secretary.
That's Pete Buttigieg. He's off helping Tim Walz prepare for the debate tonight. He's not on the job, and our Commerce Secretary is not on the job. She must be looking at her stock portfolio. Remarkable stuff. Well, you hear the gangster that is the head of the Longshoremen's Union. This guy's a piece of work. And I'd like to apologize. All of our lines dropped off at once. Our whole call screening program collapsed on us. We're working on reestablishing that bridge. I blame the longshoremen.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code COMBO, or text COMBO to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code COMBO.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text COMBO to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance. Clear tonight and overnight, lows in the low 60s, and another hot one for you Wednesday. High expected of 108, 105 Thursday, upper 90s Friday. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276.
Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. From Parkfield to the coast, you're on the talk of North County. The right choice, KPRL.
Is this a sign you need a sign? The Blue Printer and Graphics in downtown Paso Robles can help your business be seen. In addition to flyers, business cards, invitations, wine club signups, and blueprints, the Blue Printer and Graphics offers vinyl banners, PVC, coroplast, and metal signs, as well as full-color posters. Check out their new website at PasoBlue.com. That's PasoBlue.com. And be seen with the Blue Printer and Graphics in downtown Paso Robles.
AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM, the right choice. The right choice for local news with Chris Garcia. The right choice for Free Talk California with Susanna Luthi, Monday afternoons at 1. The right choice for Protecting What Matters, Tuesdays at 1230 with Barry Fisher. The right choice for Sound Off, Wednesdays and Thursdays at 1230 with Karen Veely. And the right choice for Open Mic Friday, 1230 till 2 with Al Fonzi. It's all the right choice here on AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM.
The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? Hi, I'm Josie, manager of the Natural Alternative Nutrition Center in Paso Robles. If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for a healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
CNN, they sleep with the people at the Democrat White House, you know. They're reporting just minutes ago, the White House on Tuesday, that's today, said the U.S. believes Iran is preparing an imminent ballistic missile attack against Israel. The United States has indications that Iran is preparing to imminently launch a ballistic missile attack against Israel. We are actively supporting defensive preparations to defend Israel against this attack. A direct military attack from Iran against Israel will carry severe consequences for Iran, a senior White House official said in a statement, but anonymously, of course, because he doesn't want to anger Iran because they're afraid. And so if Iran attacks Israel, missile attack, that could be problematic. And, you know, of course, they're enriching uranium and spinning centrifuges, and they have their underground nuclear program, just like in the movie Top Gun Maverick. Really. But so here we go. The Biden Democrat world continues to get more and more anarchic, more and more chaotic, more and more deadly, more war, more pandemonium, more strikes, more empty grocery store shelves, more gang members in your daughter's school, more war around the world. All right, not a lot of time, but let's go to the phones. Let's go, because I had to squeeze that story in. Let's go to Mike calling from North Carolina. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, thanks for taking my call. I just had a quick comment. I live in